agencies make lots of regulations, and then they change them, even pare them down, sometimes get rid of them. The White House has told these agencies to trim the red tape, but the Government Accountability Office tried to find the data to justify the choices that agencies made. That was hard. Here with more is Michelle Sager. She's Director of Strategic Issues at GAO. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the program.
Well, thanks for being here. I think we should start at the beginning. What are the instructions that agencies have been receiving from both the White House and from Congress?
Agencies have been required for many years to conduct what are called retrospective regulatory reviews. And what that means is agencies are required to look back at the regulations that are in the Code of Federal Regulations and see if they still really make sense. Are they achieving their intended purpose? Do they still need to exist? Or if not, do they somehow need to be either revised or perhaps even rescinded?
So that's very general. Are there ways that agencies are supposed to go about doing this, or is each supposed to decide that for themselves?
There is a lot of guidance to agencies on how they are supposed to go about doing this. In 2011 and 2012, the administration released additional executive orders as well as memos to agencies to give them lots of options for how they could go about doing this, included a template for what their retrospective review analyses might look like. So there is a lot of detail for agencies with regard to how to do this, bearing in mind that given the vast scope of the federal government, there are lots of agencies regulating many industries and many different things.
And overall, how would you say agencies have acted on the guidance they've been given?
One of the things that I think might be surprising about our report is that the kind of conventional wisdom is that this is not happening. But in fact, what we found is for the snapshot in time we looked at, which was between January 2011 and August 31st, 2013, during this period of time, agencies had planned more than 600 retrospective analyses, and they had actually taken action on 246 of those analyses.
So, and in those 246, what sort of things did you dig into in your report? For example, how did they change these regulations? Why did they change them?
That's a question that, as you can imagine, given the 22 agencies that we looked at, there were lots of different ways that agencies were taking action. But generally, those actions fell into three expected outcomes from the actions that they were taking. So one, improving the effectiveness of their regulations, and that is the most common action. Two was just reducing regulatory burden, and this is part of the guidance to the agencies, is that they should have a focus on reducing burden, particularly from the 2011 and 2012 guidance, reducing that burden in a way that it can increase economic progress in the United States. And then third, the third type of action that agencies took was somehow just clarifying the regulation or making some other administrative change, such as having a new procedure in place.
And why did agencies choose particular regulations? Is that something that is fairly obvious, or do they also, because agencies have thousands, I mean, if you think about the EPA, for example, they're all complicated and there's lots of them. So which ones do they choose for this sort of paring down and reexamination? Did that make a lot of sense?
It really varies by agency, and there's a number of different ways that agencies can arrive at looking at a particular regulation or perhaps kind of a body of regulations that fit together for a particular industry. So some agencies actually have a process in place where they revisit regulations within, say, a 10-year rolling period to make sure they look at their regulations. Other agencies have kind of ongoing industry group meetings where they hear from the parties affected by these regulations, and during the course of receiving that stakeholder input, they learn a lot about how those regulations are working in actual practice and actually get a lot of ideas for what they need to change, if there are unintended consequences resulting from the regulation, or if something just needs to be simplified because they hadn't intended an outcome that has resulted from the way something is worded.
And tell me a little bit about how you try to look at the data that of what the impact of these changes had been. You asked agencies for sort of the post-mortem on these revisions. What did you find?
Right. So we looked at the agency's actual plans to look back at their regulations, and then we looked at their reports, their updates on those plans. And again, that was somewhat mixed in that agencies are doing this, but there wasn't a lot of consistency in how agencies are going about doing it in terms of posting that information. So sometimes it was difficult to actually find not only the regulation that they were talking about, but also the analysis that went with that retrospective review of that particular regulation.
We're speaking with Michelle Sager. She's Director of Strategic Issues at the Government Accountability Office. It raises the question, because I assume agencies put a lot of time and effort into this type of revision. How do they know that it's worth that time and effort?
And that really gets at one of the key areas that we honed in on this particular report. In this report, one of the things we wanted to find out, in addition to just knowing what agencies were doing and what either facilitated or impeded their progress, we also wanted to get an understanding of the extent to which agencies were linking their retrospective analyses with broader agency priority goals and the extent to which this is something the agency is trying to connect the dots on.
And what did you find? Which ones were doing that well?
We found basically a mixed picture. So agencies did report that many of their regulations do contribute to their agency priority goals. However, where we found that there needs to be kind of additional thinking is that there needs to be greater linkage between retrospective analysis and agencies' priority goals, so that that can be a way to focus on those regulations that really contribute to the agency's most important goals.
And going back, I guess, maybe that seems logical because you said two of the ways that agencies decide which regulations to take another look at are, one, by time. Well, it's 10 years old. Now we take a look at it. Or because, you know, somebody, a stakeholder is perhaps complaining about an aspect of it, like it's too complicated. Those motives actually aren't really tied to strategic goals. So how can agencies do a better job of that?
And you hit on what agencies reported as one of the great challenges of connecting these two separate processes, is that often, as you might imagine, within a federal agency, you might have one particular group of people whose focus is on the broad agency priority goals, and then you have other people who live in the regulatory world and who might focus on retrospective analysis and other regulatory issues. So making sure that those two sets of federal agency officials are connecting is easier said than done. And agencies reported that to us.
Are there any lessons learned or, structures that that agencies can copy from those agencies that are doing it well?
There are a couple of things that agencies did identify. So one really begins when the regulation is set in place, so that as agencies are thinking about their regulations and implementing those regulations, they're also looking ahead and thinking about how they'll revisit that regulation to understand whether it's achieving the intended purpose and also whether it's contributing to these broader agency goals.
And if you think about the political leaders, the White House and members of Congress, everybody likes to say, hey, you know, we are cutting the red tape, or conversely, there is too much red tape. So quantity seems to be a really big issue. Are these groups, Congress and the White House, are they actually emphasizing this connection with strategy? Because perhaps that's something that would, say, mean more of the status quo, which isn't so easy to talk about.
In fact, the White House really is focused on this as part of their broader focus on trying to connect resources and results. So they have a lot of efforts underway through the Office of Management and Budget to focus on agency priority goals, agencies' broader performance goals, and much of this stems from the GPRA Modernization Act, the Government Performance and Results Act, Modernization Act of 2010, and that requires the agencies to determine whether their regulations are contributing to these agency priority goals, in addition to lots of other requirements.
So what was the White House's reaction to your findings?
They actually generally concurred with our recommendations, and so we're really looking forward to finding out what they're planning to put in place to connect resources and results in terms of looking at retrospective review and agency priority goals, And also just in making it easier for members of Congress, for the general public, for federal agency officials to find this information and make sure it's readily accessible.
And what do you recommend that they do? I mean, how prescriptive can you be in telling them what to do?
Right. We have three general recommendations in our report, and we try not to be too prescriptive in part because certainly we understand that this is part of a broader effort. So what we do is we provide some options for them to take action. So our three recommendations are first, that OMB, through the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, otherwise known as OIRA, that they work with the regulatory agencies to implement the guidance that already exists, update it where it's needed, and then make sure that when the agencies report the outcomes, that it's improved. And they could do this in a number of ways. They could just make sure that all of the information is on a single website. They could make sure that it's on the agency's what are called open government web pages. And they could just make sure that all of the information is one place, the analysis, the regulation, and any supplemental information. So that's our first recommendation. Second, we recommend that they ensure the contributions made by regulations toward these agency priority goals are considered and that they also improve how retrospective review can be used to help inform looking at agency priority goals and assessing where the agencies are in terms of their progress. They could do that through guidance. They could make that connection between retrospective review and agency priority goals. Or they could also look at agencies that have prioritized retrospective analysis and highlight those that are making progress in this area.
So basically that recommendation goes to having these revisions or these reexaminations of the regulations be a data point, sort of marking their path towards the goal that the agencies ultimately want to achieve.
Exactly. And again, understanding regulations are one tool of government. There are lots of other tools, but making a concerted effort to look at regulations specifically.
All right. Michelle Sager is Director of Strategic Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.